Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Randy.
I can't believe there's 700 of you and there's only four people clapping. That makes it.
Wow. Everyone else in the room should be way more into this.
That's great.
Hello, friends. This is What's More Metal. My name is Dan Weber, and joining me as always is my good friend Noriko Ott.
I'm here. Thank you,
here
guys.
We are.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about what the most metal South Park episode is. Then we're going to allow you guys to give us the most metal badass of the week. Mm-hmm. Then we'll do most metal type of pastry.
Yes.
Then the Kip Winger of the week.
Yes.
And then we'll do the Ride the Lightning round, where at least one of you will give us the topic that we'll do off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
So to start out, as always, to decide who gets to go first on the what most metal South Park episode, we have to roll 20-sided
dice. 20-sided
die. See who eviscerates the other person.
Here we go.
The most metal way possible.
Here we go. I'm going to get you, you uncle fucker. 16.
I rolled 16. A 3, so you win.
Fuck yeah.
You gotta go first.
All right. Since I have initiative, I would like another Rainier the second the bartender's back. Mm. Okay, so going through South Park episodes, I will say this. South Park, there's a lot of really great episodes. There's a lot of really cool metal things.
Sure.
I'm going to have to take Randy's choice from last week and go with an episode called Die Hippie Die.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I didn't grab the season, but it's where a bunch of hippies infest South Park and they build a big drill machine to drill to the center of the hippie crowd. Where they put on Slayer's Rain in Blood over the PA system to disperse the hippie infestation. I couldn't find anything more metal. I tried. It hurt me inside to choose anything Randy chose.
That is true.
Just watching a giant drill car. There's things that you get to type when you're doing an animated series that someone has to animate, and that had to be amazing to be like, drill machine drills through a gory pile of hippies. And then somebody had to like watch arms and legs fly off and... dread bags, those weird knitted dread bags, those where he went flying.
Do you think there was at least one point where Trey Parker was like, listen, more body parts. It's not believable yet.
Oh, come on. Do you even know anything about the human body? Way, like, it's like a pinata. It just, once it's popped, it goes like everywhere.
It goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a messy operation.
Oh, my God.
Man, you didn't see that movie Driller Killer?
Yeah,
what's
come
wrong
on
with you?
It's going through his intestine and no gorp is flying out? Come on. They're hippies.
Grind him into... Yeah, exactly. The stench of patchouli just coats the air. Patchouli and blood.
Where's the pink mist? Have you not watched a drill fly through a human body before? Look, I'm Trey Parker, and this is what I demand in my show.
I like killing hippies because I'm a libertarian.
He is, and we'll talk about it later. Dan, did you have a choice?
I do have a choice.
What was your shitty idea?
My shitty choice is the episode called Major Boobage.
Yeah. Oh, fuck!
It is the
Damn
one.
Damn it, this one's good.
It is the one where they start huffing male cat piss. And whenever they huff male cat piss, they call it cheesing. Whenever they're cheesing, they get transported into the heavy metal cartoon world. Except it's the only difference is that everything is in the shape of tits. Like everything.
God.
And
that
then there's one of the parents is also huffing cat piss and goes to the same world. And then he and Kenny have a fight to the death in the arena.
Yeah.
But in the real world, they're just naked fighting in the playground. It's tight as fuck. That is easily the most metal.
I also like that one because they call them rockin' tits. Yeah. Oh, you mean rockin' tits. I liked the second I saw that episode and they cut to what is clearly that kind of rotoscoped like animation style, I was like, oh, fuck, they're doing heavy metal. That's the shit. And yeah, that's a fucking great episode.
Apparently, it took them like 3 times as long to do that episode as any other episode they've ever done. Because they did the rotoscoping thing where they hired this porn star to be the woman that Kenny hangs out with and is like flying around in a flying Camaro, I think is what it was. Yeah. And so they did it all like they did. They had that all that shit out there, and then they painted over it. And normally they just do shitty animation. That's kind of the point of South Park, actually.
Yeah, the rotoscoping is when they take like a real frame of footage and then they just animate over top of it. So it has that weird. It just looks really. It looks like somebody just really upped the fucking saturation on some film. It doesn't really look that great. But I saw it for what it was. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. So yeah, it is a great episode. As a backup. So those are our two choices. Those are the main ones. But as a backup, one that I saw that I was a good honorable mention is one called Cripple Fight.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
And so
there's a cripple fight in the parking lot.
Yeah, so Timmy.
So fucking.
The boys get Timmy and Jimmy to fight each other. Already amazing. But they do a shot by shot, sound by sound remake of the They Live fight in the alley. Yeah. And that is and it's brutal. It's just, they knee each other in the dick like 17 times. It's so fucking amazing.
That fight scene in the movie alone is like 10 minutes
it's
long.
It's so long and so over the top. And shout out, rest in peace, Roddy Piper is the fucking best. But they do that show, like it's this incredibly long, fucked up fight scene. And then at the very end, I think it's Stan's dad just goes, "All right, boys, that's enough." Like after like 10 solid minutes. And just I love a good, like that's the cool part about South Park, I think, is like the big strength of it is that. He's such a big film fan that they'll throw in shit like the They Live or Heavy Metal, and or my favorite is when they do the Pet Sematary Old Man will just show up. Don't go up on that rod. Cursed up that rod. I love that. That's a great that one was like an honorable mention for me. It was like that They Live fight.
That's fucking great. Cripple Fight is one of my favorite episodes.
It's so good.
It's just in the title. Like you're like, as soon as you see the title, you're like, this is gonna be amazing.
Yeah. I wonder what happens.
One of my backups was Die Hippie Die.
Uh-huh.
So I think instead I'm gonna roll with the very first South Park cartoon they ever did, which is in like much worse animation than it even is in the current cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like I remember people were passing it around on DVDs.
Yeah.
Like I got it from a DVD. He's like, dude, you gotta fucking see this shit. And all it is Santa Claus, and it's Santa Claus showing up, and then they just curse at one another. Like unlike the cartoon, like
it's Santa and Jesus fighting.
Santa and Jesus fight.
Yeah.
And Santa kicks Jesus's ass.
Yeah.
And then all Cartman does is like Stan is just constantly saying, "Cartman, you fat fucking piece of shit." Like, it's great. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can find it online anymore.
I don't know. To me, that's not even a fair fight, because Santa, I mean, it's not even the same weight class. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Santa's got weight advantage. You know, he can just... He can just, like, lean on him on the ropes. I don't know. It feels like it's not right.
But Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah.
So he's muscly.
Here's my deal.
You ever seen him on a cross? He's fucking ripped.
He is ripped.
He's got a six-pack.
I think it's in South Korea. They built that. This guy made a giant monument. It's like it's Jesus on the cross. But Jesus has like a 24-pack. It's fucked up. His arms are like four thighs. It's fucking nuts. So that one's great. It's like if somebody looked at the Gold's Gym fucking like T-shirt and was like, "That's pussy shit. I got a better drawing in my head." I always wondered about Jesus. Like, I always wanted to know if like his water to wine was like an area effect situation, and he could just turn everyone's blood into wine. Like, from like just because everybody's 70% water, they just suddenly just fuck like fall over and start like vomiting and die.
Just makes them drunk.
Yeah, but not if you turned all of your body water into wine.
Yeah, but he's the son of God. He can make it just a little bit. He could just be like, I just gave you enough.
I'm saying, what if it's just a 30-foot radius kind of a situation?
Yeah, just collateral damage.
I don't know I don't know. Look, I need to see what Gygax writes about the Bible.
He wasn't powerful enough to do that.
Anyway.
It's clear he's not powerful enough to do that because he had to touch people to cast spells.
Real quick, I would like to say a quick backup also is the Britney's New Look episode of South Park where Britney Spears goes crazy, tries to blow her brains out, only blows off like a third of her head and still lives, and then they chase, like paparazzi chases around until she kills herself on the cornfield and it makes the crops grow, and that's like what they were going for the whole time was like, ah, oh, there we go, delicious corn. We did it, gang. And so that's a personal favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I will say this, though. If you had another one. I will say this, though. The thing about South Park that's always bothered me, and I've noticed it since, Trey Parker is a weird libertarian, so there's weird politics that bleed through. Like, he thinks global warming's a hoax, and he's done it a couple... Like, have you ever seen the Man Bear Pig episode? Man Bear Pig is Al Gore warning you about a ridiculous thing. This ridiculous global warming might as well be a Man Bear Pig for, you know... There's also the episode, it's just like the where nothing is chasing people, and they're afraid of global warming. They're like, here comes global warming, run! What's the other one? There's another one where they talk, like all the family starts, all the parents start putting food in their ass and they shit out their mouth, but they only shit out their mouth when they're talking about religion. Like I don't know why we have to say, they have to say, in God we trust on the money. That just seems... And they shit out of their mouths. There's a bunch of stuff
What's
like that.
What's your problem with that one, though? I don't know why that's a big deal. Like, that's just facts. Like, yeah, somebody mentions Jesus, they're just shitting into your mouth.
Right.
They're maybe burning poop into your ears.
So, I mean, not everybody you find funny is going to say something you agree with all the time. So, unlike me. So, but yeah. Next topic, right?
No, now it's time for the most metal badass of the week.
Oh, shit.
If anybody has...
Is there anybody that saw somebody in the news you think is just the most metal motherfucker in the world right now? Anybody? Yep, that's what... Oh, wait, back there. What do you got?
Nah, I was just fucking with my hair.
Oh, okay. He's just messing with his hair.
I was just fucking with my hair.
I just got these sexy ass locks.
I gotta brush them back.
Sometimes I just like to stop mid hand through hair and just kind of let it ride.
I like the feel. I like to just do this.
Oh fuck, that's great.
That's on a podcast, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Did you have one, Dan?
Most metal badass of the week.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
No.
Shit.
No. Okay, great.
I don't.
Great. We'll edit this out. Look,
okay. It's never happened.
I will say that's something that's happened a lot lately is that not a lot of heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, a whole lot of Kip Wingers out there, but not a lot of fucking winners.
Yeah.
Not a lot of a lot of Steve Vais and not a lot of Tony Iommis. What's up?
Hurricane Florence for taking out the South.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I like it.
It didn't kill enough people yet. Like, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's threatening to do it. That's not badass. Like, it's just off the coast. Mm. Fuck you, hurricane. Like, get to business.
I don't know. It's hitting the Carolinas. I feel like it could hit just Mississippi or something. I mean, like, if you wanted to do real Southern Day, I don't know. This is going great. Look.
I would like it to be more like a fucking 10-mile-wide tornado that just erases Florida, you know, just like goes up and down Florida like you do in Microsoft Paint when you just want to read something that was a mistake. That's this water hurricane is just like just like a fucking Etch-a-Sketch gone.
Hurricane Clippy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude, that's what I want to see. Hurricane Eraser.
Hurricane Clippy. You know, more than a hurricane hitting the South, I'd like to just see one softball-sized, like, hailstone nail Trump in the back of the skull, like, and knock one of his eyes out. Like a pug. Like a pug that fell off the couch. I want to see that. Not kill him. I don't want anybody to... You know, I don't want to see anybody die. But, you know, just enough to... Just, like, live on C-SPAN, just... You know, like, it comes out... One of those evil orbs. You know he'd put it in a staff and wear, like, carry it around like he's... You know he would. Come on.
No, man. First he would try to shove it back
in his head. Randy, bringing me a beer. Like, thank you. Producer Randy.
you know.
Yeah, sorry, I talked over
you. He'd be in shock for a minute, and then he would try to shove his eyeball back in.
He just put a ruby in it like a fucking James Bond villain. Oh my God, he would totally put a golden orb. He'd be the real golden eye, you guys.
He would.
And then also he'd pay people to pee in it. But anyway, that's the two things we know about this guy. sorry, I just like the idea of gold ruby eye. Anyway, great. So no heroes. That's what we found out about
this podcast.
No heroes
today. Nobody has a hero.
No heroes. That's great.
Or really ever, most of the time.
Absolutely.
Usually not.
Yeah. Second topic.
Second topic is most metal pastry.
Yeah, most metal pastry.
Tough one.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one because you know,
I went first last time, so Dan goes first.
I have to go first this time. I'm gonna have a hard time fucking pronouncing this. It's a Lithuanian pastry.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I want to say Shaktosis.
It's the pastry you breathe into your lungs and die.
I think what the word means is just like I think it's called spinning wheat sweets or something like that. And it looks like a donut. Donut got really into punk rock. Like
okay.
It's just like this spiky fucking donut.
Okay.
And it has to be cooked in a special oven where they just dribble the batter on this rod that spins constantly, so it's got all these fucking arms coming off of it and shit.
I've seen this made on Pornhub.
Yeah. for a different reason.
Oh, okay, right.
But yeah, it's just fucking, it just looks dope as shit. It looks like it would be painful to eat.
Oh, okay.
Like it's fucking spiky as shit.
Okay. Great.
That's it. That's all I got. Like, okay. Fucking pastries are hard, man.
It's a spiky pastry.
Spiky pastry.
No, that was great. I will say.
Well, let's see you do better.
From the 1965 Betty Crocker's Dinner in a Dish cookbook, Tuna and Jell-O Pie. Oh,
God. That's not a fucking pastry,
yes,
dude.
It is. It's made with pastry. It's made with pastry dough. Is that not a... look, I looked up the definition of pastry and it said it's made with pastry dough.
It's fucking called a pie.
Oh, all right, you're going to go... All right, well, whatever. It has tuna and Jell-O. I'll go back.
What's metal about that anyway? Like, I don't...
It sucks.
It's, metal doesn't suck.
I know, but this is hell to eat. It's literally a devil made this.
It's a punishment.
Are you kidding? This is what you give a Christian kid when he said darn. tuna and Jell-O pie.
You could keep. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Keep the tuna and Jell-O.
Tuna and Jell-O pie.
At what point did somebody think of like look at a bowl of Jell-O and then a fucking can of tuna and was like, you know what? These are two great things.
The two sweetest things we have.
How about the commercial for that? Like the commercial for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yeah.
It's just a tuna truck going one direction and a Jell-O truck going the other. They ram into one another. It's like, you got tuna in my Jell-O. And he's like, you got Jell-O on my tuna. Oh, we're really...
And then they just make out and jerk each other off. Yeah.
The fucking weirdest goddamn kid.
There's two dicks. One's labeled Jell-O, one's labeled tuna. And they just start docking slowly.
It's just, but tuna's just going into Jell-O.
Yeah.
Jell-O never goes into tuna.
Like God intended.
Yeah.
What?
Like Jell-O's fucking urethra is accepting of another penis.
I think somebody, like, their glasses got all smudged up with hate, and in 1965 opened the Necronomicon. They're like, what is this? Tuna and Jell-O pie. Sounds great. Anyway.
Yeah. I think it was somebody, like, they were having a family dinner, and somebody brought that fucking Jell-O that's got carrot shavings and raisins in it. And they're like, this is the worst food I could ever imagine. And somebody's like, you're on, motherfucker. I got this. And then tuna Jell-O fucking pie was made.
Yeah, I can pick another one if you...
No, I don't
care. Let's get a ruling on it. Is pie a pastry? Okay, so only Chet.
Come on, America.
So that doesn't count.
Voted.
That's fine. Dan, you go and I'll pick another one.
You'll pick another one?
I'll pick another. I mean, that one clearly, that, no one agrees with that. You know what? How about I just lose and we move on? Dan, what's your choice?
Okay.
Because so, this really matters, these votes, I gotta say.
Yeah, the backup.
Your vote doesn't count no matter where it happens. That's all I want you to know. You're in America, people. This doesn't.
I mean, we want to encourage you to vote, but it's
yes,
a meaningless
do.
Gesture.
Okay.
like it is all the time. So the other pastry that I'm picking is called Lee Marie Antoinette. It was invented in France.
Okay.
It is two raspberry pastries that sandwich rose cream and raspberries. The reason it's metal is because it's named after a very rich lady who was beheaded by peasants in France.
Yeah, like fuck her, yes.
We only know about Marie Antoinette because she was murdered by people.
We should do that with all of our pastries. Oh, I want some Koch Brothers cakes.
And
you guys have any?
Yeah.
It's raspberry filling in the shape of a Bitcoin, and you eat it. Yeah. It's just the shape. It's a globe. It's like at the earth, and you bite into it, and oil comes out. Yeah.
No, I just think because the pastry itself is blood red.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, we cut our head off.
Oh,
here's some
great.
Of the goop.
I love that. I love commemorating killing rich people with
a sweet
cake. That just teaches kids. This is see how delicious that is? That's how delicious it is to
murder rich
people. It feels good. Does you feel like your vote counts more now? Like it, like your Senate's less bought? Doesn't that feel good? Anyway. Only me. That's great. okay, so I had an honorable mention. It's called the pig's blood cake. It's an honorable mention because when I looked up the definition of pastry, it had to include like a pastry dough, which is like shortening and flour,
sure.
And that's it. So
that's all.
But so pig's blood cake is actually not really. It's more of a sticky rice cake. So it's sticky rice, soy broth, and pig's blood, and it's served on by Thai street vendors in Thailand. And it's served on a stick, which is also great, you know? So pig's blood, the tastiest sweet there is.
There was some other stuff that I found, like, that weren't pastries. There was one that was, like, blood pancakes.
Yeah.
Where they make pancakes. Just gotta throw some blood in it, because why not?
Yeah.
The funniest thing that I found, though, was I looked up dictator's favorite pastry. I Googled that, and it turns out Hitler
why,
was a.
Why Hitler wouldn't was, you Google it? You
Hitler know. Was a big fan of eclairs.
Uh-huh.
Loved eclairs, and he had them specially made by his chef. And on it, it would have decorative stars of David and swastikas, like little. Sugary swastikas on his specially made eclair. And if he had poisoned
when I clean my plate, I clean the country. I'm evil.
Yeah, okay. I just wish he would have poisoned himself with one of those, because that would have been the clear
one. That would have been great if he choked to death on that. Like fucking.
That's how he committed suicide, is suicide by arsenic eclair.
Suicide by chocolate. Okay, only me. Okay, here we go. I had a backup that's probably won't play very well, but in the let's see, there's an I found this, and this doesn't count because it doesn't really exist, but it made me laugh because in the Saudi Arabian daily newspaper, the Al Riyad, on March 10th, and this is a few years ago, 2002, so a few years ago, the headline was "Special ingredient for Jewish holidays is Christian blood," and that made I was like, "Please be real." I was like, "So metal, that'd be the shit." Anyway, but it's not. So, but that's how anti-Semitic that country is. Is they're just like, "This run that fucking." But yeah, but I thought it would be. I was like, "Come on, come on, somebody,
come on.
Somebody make fucking latkes out of fucking Christian blood. That'd
Christian
be great."
Blood.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
nobody, only me. Okay,
it's
great.
It's all kinds of bitter. Like,
yeah, you're right.
It can't taste good.
It's only tasty to trolls, to Norwegian trolls.
Norwegian trolls, or apparently Jews.
Does anybody have a? Do we have an idea for most metal pastry that we might have missed? What do you got, Kyle?
I can't remember whose funeral it was for, but it was someone's body in a casket, and they cut into like the face and put cake.
Oh, wow.
It was a body cake.
Like, it was like a body cake.
Yeah, and they were like cutting this dude's face and like kids were eating it.
Oh. Google it, Randy.
It was like, I want to say it was like a political figure, and it was like that the country that where he's from, like they were fucking celebrating his life by eating it.
Yeah, it's not like a Tom Petty video that you watched and you thought you were watching. You were just high and you're like, the History Channel's fucked up.
What? It's
do you have like a continent at least that this happened on?
It was Earth. It was Earth.
It was on Earth.
I feel like it was like a smaller Russian. Like,
oh, that makes sense.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. It
was Russian death cake. You know?
That probably wasn't.
Russian cake. Everyone.
We made this cake in a Chernobyl reactor.
Yeah.
We
actually did. We did pies. We did most metal pies.
We did most metal savory pies, and there was a guy in Brazil. His last name is Negromante, which I will always remember. Beautiful name. But he, him and his mistress and his wife had a sex cult, and they would take in these prostitutes, kill them, and then eat them. But then they made what they couldn't fill up on, because there's extra.
Yeah.
They made little savory pies, and they sold them on the street. And then the chief of police was a big fan of their street pies, which had to be a weird one on the witness stand later. Be like, yeah, I don't know, just yes, I remember them. It doesn't matter how I know them or whatever. But yeah, so I didn't want to reuse an old one, but did you look it up, Randy?
I did. That cake that Kyle mentioned was actually of Vladimir Lenin.
Ooh, Lenin cake.
I'm sorry, but I know what I'm talking about.
It was marched through the streets so people could stab him through the heart.
Oh.
Wow.
What? Like, I thought they liked Lenin.
No.
Not as much as they like stabbing cakes.
Stalin got into power, he was like, fuck this guy.
Oh,
guess what? 65 million more of you getting the same treatment in a minute.
This is special Lenin cake. It is a piss and dust flavored cake.
It's a sawdust cake. Here, children, eat.
Eat.
This is what your
no, you do
like.
Have to fill up on Lenin cake so you know pain we've gone through. Also, it's sweetest thing there is.
Sweetest thing in Russia.
Get your piss and sawdust cake. Get back to factory.
Jesus Christ.
That's great. Is there another one over this chat?
It's a... You guys blew it. It's like one of the most famous Sicilian pastries ever. It's called Min de Saint Agata, or Saint Agatha's Breast.
Yeah!
It's a
the titty of a saint.
Let me show you the picture.
Oh, okay, I want to see.
It's a fucking boob cake.
A boob? Right. Oh, that's a good looking boob cake.
Of Catania. Uh-huh. She's 15 years old, refused to abandon her faith. She got her tits cut off.
Oh.
A cake of her tits.
Oh, her and my mom both. That's great.
I mean, honestly, that wouldn't have counted as a pastry.
It's a pastry. It's a fucking pastry.
It's a cake. Cake is pastry.
It's a cake.
It's more
cake is pastry.
Pastry.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought you just said it had to have pastry dough in it.
It does. The whole bottom is phyllo.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, I love phyllo.
That is good.
I love phyllo and tits, so that works out great for me.
What a great...
Wow.
Why is that not the most popular dessert on fucking planet Earth? Hey, it's...
I don't eat it as much as I just go... That was stupid, and I don't mind saying it.
It's like getting hit in the face with a pie. You're like, this one's fine.
I just stick a dollar between two of these cakes, and it's beyond my way. Okay, I'm dumb. That's dumb. But yeah, why would you have to get your tits cut off if you don't? Okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
It's metal, though.
That is true. No, that does rule. Yeah, for a couple of reasons. Rockin' tits. That's Saint Agatha. Yeah. Saint Agatha, rockin' tits.
Yeah, I mean that pie is fucking big.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well done, yep. Saint Agatha.
You can tell the boob guys when they're like, "All right, that's a huge Saint Agatha cake you just made." Jesus. Take it easy.
Any
Grandpa.
More than a handful is just a waste.
That sucks. I love that. Okay. I can't believe I had 3 St. Agatha tits today. I'm a pig.
So now we come to the Kip Winger of
Kip
the week.
Kip Winger of the week.
And just if some of you don't know who Kip Winger is, he was in one of the worst of the hair metal bands. He was the bass player.
And lead singer.
And lead singer. And their hit song
was
called... It was called 17, where he talked about...
Where he doesn't talk about how it's not okay, just so you know.
He did the opposite of that.
So, yeah, gross. Also, he did ballet, which is fine nowadays. And
the main lyric, the main chorus to 17 is, she's only 17, her daddy thinks she's much too young, but she's old enough for me. So that's
there we go.
Why he's a monster.
There we go. That was in our lifetimes, people. Here we go.
I saw them in concert, unfortunately.
Oh, shit, Winger's coming?
No, fuck you. They opened for the Scorpions.
Oh, shit, maybe I get a tapestry.
Yeah. They were not good, by the way.
Young Dan Weber jumped out of his T-top Firebird and ran to the Winger concert. Somebody else run this... Somebody else run the Gravitron. I gotta go see this concert.
Fuck you.
I used to be into ska. Nobody's a hero here. No one's a hero. I was gonna look up the exact quote, but do we have to roll? No, we don't roll for that. Anyway, my Kip Winger of the week is. I'm spacing her name. Great. That's good. All right, great. Good. This is great. New radio.
You know Betsy DeVos?
No, she's always on the list.
Yeah.
All right, we'll edit this. What's the comedian? She's of a show. Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer is my Kip Winger of the week. She recently just had a tweet where she's like, "Hey guys, I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I'm just going to let you know that in New York, where I live, I'm going to vote for Governor Cuomo." And I'm like, just because she's like, "Look, you have to know how to work this. This is that centrist horse shit." We're like, "Look, the only way to turn this Trump ship around is to slightly just to kind of keep it on the same course, really, is to not change anything about what's going on." And one of the most corrupt people ever. Okay, so that's kind of inside baseball, but whatever. I just don't like it when people are like, "No, the only way to keep this going is to really buy into helping the banks. The helping the banks is the only way to look. If you want your vote to count, we have to find billionaires to help us or whatever." I can't be more angry or against that in my life.
Yeah,
it drives me fucking crazy. And just the idea of like, look, those crazy ideas like universal healthcare, who is this for? All of us? it drives me crazy. So Kip Winger, that's my personal Kip Winger.
I am gonna use Betsy DeVos, who's the
why?
The Secretary of Education.
She
recently set down, I don't know what they call it. Edict, not...
We're coming here for the edict.
I don't know. Not the right
term. She's a duchess.
She rolled back all the protections for rape victims in colleges across the country to make it harder for women to report sexual assault and to make it easier for a man to defend it.
These sluts are coming out and stopping our swim captains from really taking the bringing our like.
Listen, how are we going to win the fucking national title if the quarterback keeps going to prison?
Yeah. Our lacrosse teams are being unfairly vilified.
Yeah. Water polo is important. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't understand like why you would even do that. Like it seemed like they were already shitty enough. That you just want to make them shittier? Like I don't know. Maybe she just wishes Mad Men was still a thing.
To me it's like literally like, what's the most evil thing I could do today? I'm like, I'm going to loosen regulations on hazing. You know what I mean? Like, not enough guys fucking goats today, and we should really, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I miss the days when you'd stick a plunger up a guy's ass and make him walk on his hands and knees through the campus.
Oh, you mean plop plop?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. That's how you get into a frat.
Yeah. We all know that game.
Plop, plop. I thought they called it roto.
Well, this is the last one of these we're going to do, but that's fine. You know what's funny? This is probably the most chill version of the show.
We this were. Is easily one of the tamest.
Yeah, we
haven't mentioned animal
people.
Fucking yet. So.
Oh, yeah.
Usually that's a big topic.
Yeah, we usually do a bunch. Well, usually I think at this point that we do a
ride the lightning round.
Ride the lightning round. Does anybody have like a topic, just something random that you want to hear Dan and I do just the most metal version of from the top of our heads and our just. I think we're just encyclopedic knowledge nothing.
Yeah, like a fucking thimble full of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like throwing a coin into ignorance and seeing what splashes up.
Nothing?
Great.
Comic strip.
Oh, shit, that's great.
Most metal comic
strip. Most metal comic strip is good. Okay, we're going to roll for it.
Yeah.
I rolled a 10-sided.
You rolled a 10-sided dice.
Which, because so I'm...
So you definitely lose.
I did lose. Okay, 16 again.
Nine. Six. You get a go.
Or nine, whatever. I don't read. Okay, look.
You're most metal comic
strip. I'm dyslexic when it comes to knowledge. So, most metal comic strip. Fuck. riffing. Andy Capp used to beat his wife. That's not cool. I'm just going through the stuff I know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, that's not cool. That's not great.
That's immediately that's not,
I'm just saying it's something fucked
violence.
Up that's in a... I'm just listing things. It's like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when that guy talks about... Like, when you're like, who beats their wife? When they say that, I'm doing that. Okay, so... That's fucked up. Maybe Bloom County? Because it was, like, political. It was fucked up. There was a psychotic cat.
Yeah.
He had one... Like, he was just methed out before... He was bath salts. He was bath salts before we knew what bath salts were. Bill the Cat was so tweaked out. Like, he was just like... Gah! Like, fucking, you know... And he always had his tongue sticking out, too. Just drying in the air like a pug's mouth. I fucking... It was great, and then they would just, and then I think the most metal thing about a comic at all is just when you're not funny even a little bit, and I think that was also something Bloom County had going on.
Yeah, they never even tried.
Yeah, it was just like real, like
dry satire.
It might as well have been someone with Asperger's whispering to a guy with like delusions or something drawing it, like just like anyway, but yeah, maybe Bloom County. I'm gonna go Bloom County, I guess, out of the holster just for brevity's sake. Dan, do you have something?
So I'm tempted. So some genius went through all of the Garfield. All of the Garfield comic strips and took Garfield out. So it just looks like John is having an existential crisis in every single one of them.
That's
fucking
great.
But I'm not going to use it because that's not actually like.
That's not. I love that one though.
It's
that one's
fucking
great.
Awesome.
Because it'd be just John is being like, oh, today's hard. Yeah. And then three panels of nothing. It's
the fantastic.
Best.
It's fucking genius. All right, I'm trying to think.
This coffee's good. Three panels of nothing. Yeah. It might as well have just been like the wind howling through the moors in the background. It was amazing.
It's fucking crazy.
I loved it.
I'm going to go with The Far Side.
Okay, yeah.
Far Side... was one of the, I mean, literally one of the funniest things I've
ever
seen.
You're right, yeah.
They had the one where it's like, the real reason the dinosaurs died out, it's just this one dinosaur smoking a cigarette. There's another one where this deer's pointing at another one, like, bummer of a birthmark, Ted, and he's got a bullseye on his chest. It's fucking tight as hell. My favorite one that I didn't even get what the joke was for like 3 minutes, and then when I realized what it was, I laughed my ass off. It was just... There's this cat, and he's sitting next to a fishbowl that's got a piranha. It just says piranha on the side of it. And at first, it doesn't look like anything. And then it's just the cat has two wooden front legs. Laugh my ass off. That and School for the Gifted is one of my favorite ones, where it's just this dude pushing on a fucking door that says pull. It's so fucking awesome.
that one of his books is just called Wiener Dog Art, and it's a guy dipping a wiener dog into paint and slapping it on a canvas. Fuck. Yeah, you're right. You're like, Farside's fucking amazing.
Farside is fucking amazing.
I will say there's another one. I forget what it's called, but somebody took Family Circus, and Family Circus is also kind of one panel or whatever, and like it's usually something cutesy, and they just plugged in Nietzsche quotes into...
It's amazing.
So it'd be like a little kid eating spaghetti, and it'd be like, God's dead, Mom! And it'd be like... So fucking great.
Yeah, it's
also doesn't count, but so good.
I wish if you were talking about like online comic strips, the Perry Bible Fellowship would definitely be at the top. If you, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but Chet does, and that's great.
Oh man, dude, it is fucking insane. Like, it is. I'm trying to think of like. There's one with a clown. Anyway, I just read a clown.
I'm trying to think, what's another one?
What's the least? We could pick the least metal one, right?
Yeah, go pick the least metal one.
Or no, there's one that's like a soap opera. It's like Judge something. Do you know what I'm talking about? Comic strip in the paper. They took it out of the normal comic strip page and they put it in the Help Wanted ads in the Oregonian like years ago. And it's just like this running. It's like a soap opera, but it's three panels. So you have to read it for like 10 years to get one plot point. Like it's just, it's a very slow moving plot in a soap opera, and it's just like, what in the fuck? Like if you read it out of context, it's nonsense.
And you have to read it, you have to start somewhere. So like,
I remember Judge Mathis, that's what it's called.
Is it really called Judge Mathis?
I think it's called, I'm wrong about that.
I think that's a TV show.
That's a TV show.
Which also sucks.
Which also sucks, yeah.
But it's pretty funny.
Oh no, the most metal one is Prince Valiant. That's fucking metal as shit.
Yeah.
That's based off the Arthurian legend, where it's like...
Is that like the three-panel serial storyline thing?
Yeah. He like gets in wars and shit, fights fucking, kills a demon, kills a dragon at some point.
I disagree. I will say, there was a comic out of, it was in the Phoenix New Times when I grew up in Phoenix. It was called Red Meat. Red Meat's great. The guy, the dude who did that would just use the same three pictures and everything. So it just looked extra plastic and fucking weird. So it'd just be some, like the 1950s guy, like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, like, you ever seen those posters like, beer, does a body good or whatever. And there's just like that smiling dude. It'd be that guy, three frames, and he would just say psychotic, crazy shit. Or there was like one with a robot, and there's a guy like, hey, how's it going, robot? And he looks great. And then like, and then there would be like an empty panel, and he'd be like, you know, rivets are a lot like nipples. Like there'd just be something crazy at the end. But
I remember that one.
I really liked Red Meat a lot because it was fucking nuts. But yeah, like I would say Garfield, because this is the only time you laughed at a dog getting kicked off a table. It made it funny somehow. You were like, I'm watching a dog get kicked, but I am laughing harder than I normally laugh at that, you know? So, yeah.
There's also one, what the fuck? I think it's called Sally Forth. Do you know what I'm talking about? But every once in a while, like, she has this alter ego. So she's like this mild-mannered, like, librarian type. She's married to this other guy and they have a little kid. But every once in a while, she just turns into this biker chick.
Nice.
Like, she just has, like, this rebellious moment, and they'll just draw this, like, fucking wearing like leather and fucking latex shit, like lycra pants. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's go get metal. Like, it's fucking, it's weird, but
that's cool.
It's not that cool, actually.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like it.
I mean, we're talking about comic strips here. Like,
yeah.
There's only so much.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. Does anybody have a better suggestion that we might have missed? Just it's fine.
We're volcano. Most metal volcano.
Oh, no, I meant comic. Yes, we will do. We just did that like two episodes, but that's fine. I meant comic strip. Does anybody have like a comic strip we might have missed that would like that's pretty metal? No, we fucking nailed it.
I mean, Calvin and Hobbes is pretty fucking
metal. Oh, fuck. You're right.
Calvin and Hobbes is dope.
Man, any shit with Spaceman Spiff, I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. There was one where they hinted at the fact that like, Calvin was pissing out his window every night. Like, and they were like, why are the bushes all fucked up down here? Like, his dad's like, why? They're all brown right here underneath my son's window. Which I enjoyed a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, but great. Most Metal Volcano. We did that one actually a couple episodes ago. It was between Krakatoa, which just straight up exploded, like, and it had the power of like 3 A-bombs.
Yeah.
And it fucking just, it just wiped out whole civilizations, and then like 83-foot fucking tidal waves and shit, like, all over. Pretty great. Yeah, and that one probably won. I don't know. I remember.
I think mine was called the Pompeii of the East.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the one that was like coated the, put so much ash in the atmosphere. They had the year without a summer. It was like 1950 something.
Dan's an ash man.
It killed like 70 million people. It killed a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, it killed a lot of people when it went off. And then starvation killed a whole bunch more.
And if I had a backup, it'd be Dante's Peak.
Pretty. Mine would be Joe versus the volcano.
Oh, really?
Volcano that he fought.
Dante's Peak. That was just fucking crazy what happened there. Anyway, one more topic, and maybe we'll wrap this up. What's up?
Most Metal Saturday Morning Cartoon.
We already did that one. Also,
that was real early.
Yeah, it's okay. I think we. I went. Oh, Dan went Thundar the Barbarian on that one, I went Pokemon. Because in 1996, 300 kids went to the hospital when they watched an episode of it that induced seizures. I went. So, one more.
Most metal drink.
Most metal drink, alcoholic, right?
Or sure, just in general?
In general.
Well, most metal drink would be like acid.
Yeah.
No, I mean like edible drink.
Oh, no, well, I'm just saying. He didn't specify.
Most metal
he didn't specify. I'm just saying, you gotta specify.
No, I mean.
If I drank sulfuric acid, that's like the coolest thing you can do.
Dude, everybody knows what a fucking drink is. It's not. Like,
it's a liquid you can put in your mouth,
no, it's
and then
fucking not.
Your stomach thinks, comes out of your
who
guts.
Who thinks that sulfuric acid would be a valid drink? No one. That's fucking horseshit.
I disagree.
Jesus.
Do you want me to go like one step lower than that and go Sunny D?
Dude,
is that what you want me to say?
Mine is most metal
Pico orange drink? Is that what you want me to do? Because it's slightly less acidic. Slightly.
My most metal pastry now is just fucking uranium cake. That's what it is. It's not edible, but who gives a fuck? I guess that's off the table.
A drink is a drink. Uranium cake would have been pretty good. I gotta admit. Are we going just
alcoholic?
In, alcoholic drink.
Alcoholic drink.
All right.
I'm gonna roll.
I'm gonna roll.
Just make it edible.
Yeah.
It is edible. It made it to your stomach before cool shit happened.
Yeah, but it didn't. Use
17.
Your, it didn't use your fucking throat on the way down. It just poured straight through your body. 8. So you go first again.
Fuck. Okay, so I'm not gonna remember the name. Randy, can you Google this again? Can you Google the toe shot again?
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up.
We've
that's
talked about this before, but there's a bar. I believe it's in. It's in Alaska, right?
I think so. Yeah.
There was a guy who owned this bar, and this old timer came in. He got frostbite. He lost his big toe. And then they kept it and on the shelf or in a jar. It's in a jar in this fucking bar. So now it's a shot you can do is you put this a black toe of this human being in every whatever shot you're having. It's called a toe shot, and you can just do a shot of with a corpse's toe in it. Not good enough? All right, fuck you guys.
That's
sulfuric acid's no good, and human toes aren't.
Kind of like dead toe juice.
Come on.
It's
pickled
pick
foot?
It?
Come on.
Yeah, I remember the dead toe.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Just shout it.
You said pretty much all of it.
Great.
Let's see. What the fuck?
I'm like Rain Man.
Most metal.
With all those unspecific details I threw in there. Go on.
I would say, I don't know what the fuck the name of it is, but it's what the Mongols used to get fucked up on, and it was a drink
made
out of mare's milk and horse blood.
Oh, yeah.
That they would let ferment.
Nice.
And then they would get shithoused on. It was like 100 proof or some shit like
nice.
That.
Nice.
But it was like blood whiskey. Like, that's fucking tight as hell.
Oh, that's good. Damn, that's good.
Milk and blood. It's not as good as a fucking dead man's toe.
I disagree, but I think that's a fine choice, sir.
So either that or that cobra booze.
Like, oh, yeah, the cobra wine you get in Thailand? Yeah, that's just great. I've had some of that.
It's got a fucking snake
in it. It's got a whole snake in it. I will. Okay, a quick backup. I will say Frenette. because it tastes like a demon's asshole.
Yeah.
It tastes so fucking... It's before mankind invented flavors, so it was just like, hey, how about I put a Civil War boot in some fucking vodka and we'll see what happens. Hey, it's reddish. Let's serve it up. It's so bad. It's a Civil War boot. I don't know, pus, and then like a horse cum. I'm pretty sure it's, if I'm getting all the notes right.
And then a little hint of juniper.
It's juniper and horse cum. Frenette is so awful. Had a guy give it to me my birthday a while ago. He's like, I got you a shot. I'm all sweet. I took a shot. I'm like, how am I not gouging your eyes out with my thumbs right now? You handed this to me? I'm like, why couldn't you just, take a shit in some fucking Jose Cuervo or something. Like, this is, it's horrendous. Anyway,
well, our mutual friend and I, Trevor Thorpe.
Yes.
We went to a couple times we went to New Year's Eve parties and we were just drinking Fernet. And the only reason, first of all, if you drink like three swigs of it, you can't taste it anymore. And then no one will bum that booze.
It also kills any joy that you might have.
Well, I mean, of course, the two of us, that was fine.
Yeah. And also, no one asks for any of some of your bottle.
Nobody's looking at the two of us and being like, hey, man, can I drink some of that?
We don't have to share. That's a weird alcoholic thing to say. Yeah. If we drink horse, like the worst shit ever, no one's going to ask for some. I think that's great.
That's what addiction is.
Yeah.
So I would say along the lines of Fernet, it's like Malort. which is the official hell spawn booze of Chicago.
Yeah.
And like
well, it's got a beautiful name.
They make you do a shot of it just to trick you, just to fuck with you. It's like imagine if Fernet tasted worse. if Fernet also had a hint of wormwood in it.
Oh, nice.
It's got a little absinthe tinge to it, but it's fucking insane. Like, it's so bad. The only benefit or good point to it is that grapefruit juice completely washes the taste out of your mouth, and they make that Stiegel Radler shit that has got a lot of grapefruit in it. So we would drink a lot of shots of Malort with Stiegel Radler back, and then puke in front of a cop, which is what I did a couple of different times in Chicago.
Malort's actually the onomatopoeia for what it sounds like when you throw up Malort. Like, Malort. It comes out of your body. Yeah. Great. I think that's been the episode.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's good.
I think it's good to end on a everyone's tired. I think it's a good way to go out. Yeah.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so. Thank you guys so much for coming out. This has been awesome. It's the first one of these. It's just super fun.
We're going to do it every Wednesday, starting at around 10 after the fucking sad train of an open mic stops.
Yeah.
we'll get on the fucking metal plan afterwards. It'll be fun.
Yeah. We're here to literally beat a dead horse. That's going to be fucking awesome. Not literally.
Yeah, that was episode 5.
Yeah, that's right. Most metal.
No, that was the New Year's Eve episode that has a warning on it. if you want to know our thoughts on getting fucked to death by a horse, listen to that one.
And where to find the link
for a long time.
And to find the hyperlink to watch it. Anyway, that's not true. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming out. This has been really great. Yeah, thank you, and thank you for all the suggestions. And
good night, everybody.
Thank you.